the last 5 or more years, the dialogue has become more collaborative and less contentious, despite the increasing number of players that include NGOs, it includes local governments, state governments, federal agencies, and the like.
This Minute 319 agreement that was signed in late 2012, why is this considered historic?
For a few reasons. One is, for the first time, there's an actual agreement between the U.S. and Mexico regarding the sharing of shortages and surpluses on the Colorado River. Before that, there had been no such agreement. And the other very major part of Minute 319 has to do with the recognition of the delta and the intent to have water flow, hopefully to the delta, water that otherwise would not have been flowing and instead been used by the various users of the Colorado River water. So I think what you have here is a combination of an unprecedented agreement regarding sharing of surplus and shortage, and also the recognition that there are significant environmental considerations to be taken into account when we look at the management of the Colorado River.
Well, when you talk about Mexico sharing in sort of the boon and the shortages seem to be the more common occurrence these days, obviously with the drought. How is that sold to some of the other parties like the state of Arizona and some of these other regional groups in terms of them not feeling like they're losing water?
I think that the parties that have been at the table in the negotiations have done an extremely thorough job of working through these issues. And I don't think that people are looking at themselves as losers because of the thorough job that was done. And what emerged or resulted from the earthquake was, for the first time, the U.S. storing at Lake Mead water on behalf of Mexico. So again, some of the steps toward this Minute 319 were made back in 2010, 11, through 2012 until the signing of it. And so keeping Lake Mead levels higher is good for a lot of the water interests. And so you have to look at the whole package, and it wouldn't really be appropriate to ask the country, the Republic of Mexico, to share in shortage and not also recognize that it should have the opportunity to share in surplus. Admittedly, we are not in a situation of surplus at this point, but if we're fortunate, maybe we will be in the not-too-distant future.
What role does politics play in water negotiations between the two nations? And really, as you say, it really isn't even between the two nations. It's between Mexico and many parties here in the United States. Is trust a problem? You said that the last 5 years seem to be getting a little bit better.
I think the level of trust is higher, and the level of respect, as I just reflect back on the years that I've been participating or watching these issues closely, I think that at times there was maybe just not worry. Well, they're the other country. We have the treaty. We're honoring the treaty, and we don't really have to be concerned about issues beyond that. I believe that the collaborative approach through the International Boundary Water Commission, the working groups that have been involved, that include scientists as well as the NGOs and the governmental interest and some of the private sector interest in the farming community, I think it's just made a difference. And I think the mutual respect and trust that's gone along with open and sometimes hard dialogue is reflected now in Minute 319 and the collaborative efforts that are going into bringing about the pulse flows and the monitoring and all that's going into this very historic event that's to occur.
Talk a little bit more about the Delta and how important a step it is that it's now included in these negotiations between nations and other parties.
Oh, I would like to speak to maybe the broader issue of considerations regarding the environment and the Delta being the example of that. I think for a long time, the focus has been, and understandably so, on issues of, you know, developing the West, serving agriculture, serving cities. But what has been also recognized is that over time, the environment has suffered because of withdrawals of stream flows or the way water's been used and the like. And so what I think here in terms of this pulse flow and the acknowledgement of the importance of the Delta as an ecosystem, as a source for ecotourism, is that we have to consider the environment along with the other very important uses of water, particularly in water-scarce areas or areas where water has been heavily developed. And I think that Minute 319 provides that recognition, along with other efforts that others are involved in order to, let's say, recognize the needs of nature or natural systems along with the people and the agriculture and the industry, as has been historically the case.
It's interesting talking to people down here in Yuma who travel often down to the coast. The idea of seeing water all the way down there, which is obviously would be years away in terms of this Minute 319 being the first step in perhaps making that happen, but just the idea of that being water from the border all the way down to the ocean is quite hard for people to comprehend.
Well, I'd say that I think a lot of people are waiting to see how this pulse flow exercise works, how far the water does flow. But as I understand it, along the way, there will be lots of benefits, lots of monitoring and the like. And so I think we're all waiting quite anxiously to see this effort and the results of it. And how much water ends up making it to one place or another, I guess that remains to be seen. And we'll see the picture. Some of us will be fortunate enough to see it in person, and we'll see how this goes. As you know, the Minute 319 is a 5-year agreement, and I think having this early project and some early success to it will give the parties what they need to say, well, do we make this longer term? Do we make this indefinite? What do we do? So it's very important to get the information from this pulse flow effort in order to help us figure out where we're going to go after the first 5 years.
All right, that's Dr. Sharon Megdahl, Director of Water Resources Research Center at the University of Arizona. I really appreciate you talking to us and giving us a little background on not only the Minute 319 agreement, but the history of negotiations between the U.S. and Mexico on the Colorado River.
Thank you. My pleasure.